thought it was beyond my price range. Cheeky cow. Big mistake. Huge. If you work on commission, your sales technique sucks. I looked sideways at Frankie, who at this stage looked like she was sucking a pickled lemon. Frankie? Yes, Ruby. Are you annoyed with me? Me annoyed with you? And why would I be annoyed with you, Ruby Ross? We've had a wonderfully exhausting day of insults, sarcasm, endless complaining, and still no bloody dress, she said in a low growl. Honestly, if I had known it was going to be this tough, I would have suggested that you go to a dressmaker and get it made to your precise instructions in the first place. That was a light bulb moment for us both, as we suddenly realised that Frankie had stumbled upon the answer to all our problems. Brilliant, I said in delight. So what do you want? A dress that doesn't make me look like a moron would be a good start. No frills, no pants, no mad heavy nets that you would need legs like a heifer to carry, no 10,000 jaggy sequins that itch the crap out of you, and no 10-foot long train for every age to stand on whilst your boobs pop out the other end from the strain. A bin liner? Pardon? I was just thinking out loud, Ruby, why don't we fashion you a dress out of a bin liner? Oh ha ha. What exactly is there left? Frankie threw her hands up in aggravation and annoyance. A good dressmaker will take one look at me and know exactly what I need. I thought I heard my best friend and future bridesmaid mutter something about eye poking and sharp sticks, but I could have been mistaken.